Chinese pilot.
I'm mad. Mad about the fact that some idiot out there killed my kid and pretty much just killed my wife.
Mate, that idiot was me.
You son of a bitch. And because of that, I must kill you.
Well, now hold on a second, mate.
Yeah.
How do you know it was me, even though I did just then?
Well, besides the fact that you admitted it just now. Hello and welcome to an exciting edition of Can We Add Arnie, the podcast that dares to ask the question of can we include one Arnold Schwarzenegger into any movie? And so far, all been yes.
100% strike rate, we're doing pretty well, and I think, I don't see a hurdle in our horizon.
No, I don't. Today's hurdle, if there was going to be such a thing, is Mad Max, which, you know, I've got to be honest, I've already got like 20,000 ideas.
Oh, I got 20,001.
Oh, well, I didn't mean to brag, but I actually meant 40,000. Sorry about that.
Okay. I don't have that many.
Geez, don't hold me to it. I don't know that many either. In case you're new to the podcast, the way it works is we are taking a movie. We are trying to see if we can add Arnie to it. Maybe we'll invent some roles. Maybe we'll replace some characters. Or maybe, just maybe, we might go off on a tangent and forget what the podcast is actually about.
That happens very regularly.
Very regularly. Now, the way we've been doing this lately is we do this Wheel of Wonder, whatever you want to call it, character wheel, trying to figure out these random suggestions that we've had. That has now turned into a bowl of suggestions.
Yeah, I've replied. Well, confession time. Taking you behind the curtain.
No, don't do it.
To see how the sausage is made. We never had a wheel.
It's true.
It was a piece of paper.
I'm so ashamed.
So now we've cut out the names and put them into a bowl, which does exist.
It's real.
The bowl is real. You could hear it just then.
That was the sound of the bowl. So we do have all the suggestions. These are suggestions by you, by the way. Feel free to give us more by sliding into our DMs on the Insta, Facebook, wherever you find us, TikTok. All right, so today's one, and this will randomly appear in the episode at some point, is an arrogant Harry Potter.
Oh, no. Of all the ones.
Of all the ones, arrogant Harry Potter is going to appear in Mad Max. Now, this is the original Mad Max we're doing. Corey, I'll let you handle the synopsis.
All right, here we go. Mad Max is a dystopian action film set in a near future Australia where society has collapsed due to rampant lawlessness and fuel shortages. Didn't see any of that.
I didn't see any of that.
The story follows Max Rokitansky.
Great name.
A highway patrol officer known as a main force patrol officer. MFP, bruh.
MFP.
Yeah. Who seeks vengeance.
Mother police.
Who seeks vengeance after a motorcycle gang led by the ruthless toe cutter murders his wife and child, Sprog.
Yeah.
Max embarks on a journey of revenge, hunting down the gang members one by one. As Max descends into madness, fueled by grief and rage, he becomes the titular Mad Max.
Oh.
I think it's pronounced titular.
I have no idea what that word even is.
But I like
tits.
I mean,
Max? I don't get it.
The film explores themes of justice, revenge, and the breakdown of societal order in a world on the brink of collapse.
Don't you hate it when that happens? Look, I'll be honest, the movie itself, I thought was a bit weird. I'd never seen it before. It's an Australian classic. I've seen the car in person before.
Really? Where'd you see the car?
I don't remember. I think it was Movie World or something, but it was there. And I remember that's the Mad Max car, and a bunch of old Aussie bogans were like, yeah, it's so cool. I'm like, I've never seen it.
Well, now you have.
Now I have, and now I can understand how cool it really was. Rotten Tomatoes has an 89% from critics, 70% from the audience. That's about right.
It made a killing at the box office as well,
sure. Yeah, I was reading $400,000 to produce it, made like $100 million, which is a great return of investment.
That is a wicked return. Mel Gibson was a household name after this film, I believe.
Sure was, and he wasn't too bad, and his accent gets weird towards the end, but anyway, he figures that out as he goes. It's a weird movie in the sense that you can kind of see, who was it directed by? George Miller, right?
George Miller, who's gone on and obviously done all the other Mad Maxes, 2, 3, 4, and now the new one that's just come out.
Which
one's that? Furiosa.
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 Okay. I think I just figured out how Harry Potter's getting in this. It's pronounced Furiosa.
Not Furiosa.
Yeah, and you can see kind of at the start of this movie, like, what he wanted to create and what he ended up creating with a $400,000 budget, I suppose. Yeah. Look, I'll be honest, the movie on screen's a bit trash at moments. It says that it's going to be this dystopian future. It looks like every small town in WA.
It literally feels like, I reckon I could drive 2 hours in any direction from where we are in Western Australia.
Yeah.
And I would find that film.
Yep, and Toe Cutter. I think I can find that exact character in these towns. Same outfit and everything.
Yeah. Weird hairdo.
Yep.
Rides a motorbike.
100%.
Likes to lick ice creams.
In saying that, where do you put Arnie in a movie like this? Well, where can't you put Arnie? I mean, Arnie belongs in this universe. It just makes sense. Everyone's wearing leather. We know he looks good in leather, right?
Looks great in leather.
I like the idea of him being one of the guys in the gang.
Straight up. Just
straight
a gang
up.
Member.
Just add it. Well, they've got these random characters that we don't really know too much about, and they're all just weird characters.
Yeah, with funny names like Johnny the Boy.
Yeah, that's weird, right?
And Bladder Balls or whatever there is.
Well, I like the idea of Arnie getting along to this gang and trying to, you know, get himself into it.
Yeah, okay. All right, so I will be Toe Cutter.
Sure.
Who had a really weird Australian accent.
Really
it was
weird.
G'day, mate. It's me, Toe Cutter.
Yeah, how are you?
Oh, it's good to meet you. What's your name?
Yeah, I don't know. You guys need to initiate me if you need a name.
Initiation. You
if you want, it's your call. I just thought I saw you guys and your leather and your motorbikes, and I was like, hey, I would love to be a part of the crew.
You want
to
be a part of the Night Riders?
Yeah, part of the Night Riders.
Yeah, righto, mate. Well, first things first, we got to give you a name.
Oh, yeah, please.
You
need to know any attributes about me or something, or you just come up with something?
Absolutely. I'd love some attributes.
Okay. I love riding bikes. I love wearing leather.
Okay.
I also love ice cream. I love the movie franchise Harry Potter.
Yeah,
I love...
That's probably going to come up at some point.
I love apples as well. Just the odd apple.
Right. Well, a key ingredient of apples, you know that's where you get cyanide from.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know this. Is there whereabouts is that near the core?
Yeah, it's in the apple seeds.
Oh, wow. I'm learning so much in my new gang. Hey, friends, how are we
whoa,
all?
Whoa. You know, I ain't in it yet, mate.
Oh.
It's going to take you a little time.
What do I need to do? What do you need from me?
All right, first up, you've got something with this apple thing. I'm going to call you Applesauce.
I like it.
That's your new name.
Okay.
Now,
yeah.
In order to be a part of the gang, you got to kill a cop.
Again?
Yeah. Are you noticing there's a bit of an echo in the studio?
Yeah, because I had your mic really loud.
Yeah, right.
Because you were whispering so weird.
Okay.
I had to crank your mic up just a wee bit.
Oh, I was getting real meta.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Did you want me to raise my voice a little?
Well, it's called projecting. It's what normal people do when they're talking to a microphone. But it's okay. It's new for you.
No, okay. That's fair enough.
There you go. It should sound normal now.
Yeah, I'll get in a little closer for you.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, cut that, Ethan.
He's not going to. He never does. I listen back to the podcast. He never cuts. We say cut and he never cuts.
Oh, now, my name's Toe Cutter.
Okay, how ironic.
Yeah.
My other name used to be Ethan Cutts, but everybody ignored me and never paid me any attention.
Now we got two things to get through here. Number one, your initiation. Number two, how I got the name Toe Cutter. Which one would you like first?
Oh, because the initiation involves me killing a cop, right?
Yeah, you got to kill
Happy
a cop.
Happy to put it off. Let's do maybe the reasoning why you're called Toe Cutter.
Yeah, right. So prior to the world becoming a wasteland.
Yeah.
And,
it's not much of a wasteland, but...
No, what are you talking about?
Well, you can still get an ice cream and a cone. There's a Schweppes store over there. There's people still selling things. Cash, obviously, is changing hands.
Yeah, but have you seen the prices?
What's the price? Oh, though, that's very expensive for fuel. Good points.
Yeah, that's...
What a wasteland.
That's wasteland prices, mate.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So anyway, back to how my name came to be.
Yeah, please.
So before it became a wasteland,
yeah.
I used to run a very successful lawn mowing business.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, it was called Joe Cutters.
Okay.
Because my name before... You know, the apocalypse.
Your real name.
My real name.
What an
Joe.
Honor. Wow, trust.
Yeah, yeah.
So much trust building between us. A couple of friends. Do you want to know my real name?
I'd love to know your real name, champ.
My real name
Come
is...
Come on, Applesauce, give it to me.
Yeah, it's Toe Cutter. It's my real name.
Oh, that's...
That's why I got confused initially when you called me over. I was like, who, what, me? How does he know?
Okay, well...
I'm so happy to go by AS.
Yeah, so Applesauce. Can you do me a favor?
Yeah, mate.
Don't tell all the other members that your real name's Toe Cutter.
No, of course not.
Because that's mine. That's my gang name.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of the leader.
Of course, Joe. I would never.
No, Toe Cutter.
Joe Cutter.
Yeah, so anyway, so back then I was Joe running Joe's Cutting.
Yeah.
And one day I was going over some guy's lawn.
Yeah, and then what happened?
And then I accidentally ran over my toes.
Oh, that's exactly where I thought the story was going. No twist at all, huh? You're not a very good storyteller, but you're a hell of a leader, and I respect that.
Nah, there was no twist.
Oh, no, of course not.
I mean, my toes got twisted up into the blades.
Oh, I can only imagine. Like a manky, weird-looking applesauce.
Yeah, and
probably
and
make that cyanide out of it. And you'll fact.
I had to go to the hospital, get it all sorted out.
Which is a thing here in dystopian society, by the way.
Oh, yeah, they still run.
We still clearly see that run.
We still have a hospital.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't got to the point where we've completely deteriorated as a society.
Despite the fact that we're meant to believe.
Yeah. 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 So anyway, do you want to see my foot these days?
No.
No, I'll just take the shoe. Have a look. There you go.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Guys, Applesauce looks like he's about to chunder.
Is this the initiation?
Oh, you know what?
Oh, my red delicious.
I think I might change your name, Applesauce.
What are you going to change it to, Joel Cutler?
I'm going to... No. I told you that in confidence.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I just feel a little bit ill.
It's
I just
saw
the most disgusting foot I've ever seen in my life. Holy moly. I used to have a foot fetish prior to this moment. You've just ruined everything for me. Yep. No, what is it? What is your idea?
I'm going to change your name to Thunder Chunder.
Thunder Chunder?
Because that just came out like a load of thunder.
Yeah, no, it did. It did. Oh, God.
All right, anyway, we've got down to the business. You've found out the origins of my name.
Yep.
Let's go kill a cop, eh?
Yeah, please. For the love of God, please. please. Put your shoe back on. For the love of God, it stinks.
Yeah, he fits in perfectly. I 100% see that working. I mean, I buy it. He would fit in with that ragtag bunch of loons, you know?
And, like, Arnie loves riding a motorbike.
He does.
Well.
He does it well. And he can shoot a shotgun while he's riding one. We saw that in Terminator 2.
He actually went through months of training to do that, by the way.
What, to ride a motorbike?
To learn how to ride a motorbike whilst reloading a shotgun one-handed. He spent, like, a whole month, apparently, doing that.
Hey, Arnie, you there?
Your lords, me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hey, it's your manager. Need you to do some more training for me. You know the motorcycle training you're doing, learning to do the shotgun shooting off the thing?
Yes, this is for Terminator 2.
How long did that take? That's a couple of days, right? How long did that take?
It took about 2 to 3 weeks.
Hey, look, we got a movie shooting in Australia.
Oh, you mean Austria?
Yeah, similar, different.
No, I'm Austrian.
Yeah, no, I know. There's a movie, it's called Mad Max.
Mad Max.
And we're going to cast you as one of the gang people. So wait one second there. Yeah, Matt Damon, can we have him on the side? No, I'm not paying that.
No, what are you talking about, Matt Damon?
No.
Talk to me.
No.
What are you talking about?
I need that still not sparkling. Still not sparkling.
You're my manager.
Still not sparkling. Hey, you there?
Yes.
Hey, Termy, you there?
Yes.
Yeah, excellent. Hey,
what
look,
are you talking about, Matt Damon?
It doesn't matter. Hey, so I already signed you up, to be honest. I said that you're all good for it.
Okay.
So, yep.
And what's my character's name?
That we're still trying to figure out. We're still trying to... Applesauce?
Okay, Applesauce.
It's a suggestion. And then I think I'm just reading a few pages here. Thunder Chunder.
Thunder Chunder.
Yeah, it's an Australian term, I think. I don't really know.
I'm getting a little bit of cold feet.
Cold feet.
How many feet are in the movie?
No, you know I like feet. There is a toe cutter, but there's no cold feet.
Is there toes in the movie?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Oh, this is great for my image.
Yeah.
And my secret fetish.
Hey, how do you feel about being blown up?
I mean, if I got a lot of screen time, then that's okay.
Yeah.
It's good to play a villain.
Oh, you get plenty of screen time. You get to scream right at the end of it as you blow up. So is that good, scream time?
Yeah, I think so. That's good.
We'll get you on that jet, okay? Flying Qantas, is that okay?
Qantas.
All right, love you,
good.
Bye.
How many cops do
see
I get?
See you later,
oh,
bye.
Hung up. Okay.
Bye. Yeah, Matt Damon can't act. I don't want him in that. What the hell?
What do you mean, Matt Damon?
I love the idea of Matt Damon always beating him to the serious roles.
If only I was a Martian. I could have saved Private Ryan. Damn it. Please.
Other character-wise, I think him being part of the gang, like I said, that just works for me.
I was thinking, what if in this apocalyptic world, which we have already ascertained isn't very apocalyptic.
Not at all. It's literally a regional Western Australian town.
What if he plays the mechanic that Mad Max goes to see when he needs to change his tire?
Do we hate him or not?
The mechanic or Mad Max?
Yeah, no. The mechanic.
I think he's meant to be just a middle-of-the-road character, only there to make a buck, kind of selfish, but kind of helpful.
Yeah, but I mean, once again, we're being assured this is a dystopian future, and he's just like, yeah, I'll help you out. Yeah. He's a bit weird. He's like, you and your missus out there want some ice cream. But he gives a handy tip, tells her the ice cream store's open as she goes.
Yeah, true.
Like, he's not a bad guy.
He's not a bad guy, but then he does kind of rat him out in a way.
But like, how, what else are you meant to do in that situation when you've got, like, 19 motorcyclist guys coming up to you? And
oh, you'd
like,
rat him out.
I'm ratting everyone out. No, I'll rat you out right now.
I wouldn't hesitate if a biker was next to me with a chain.
It could be a push bike, and I'd rat you out. I'm looking for an excuse.
12-year-old kids.
Absolutely.
On bikes.
To be fair, they are the scariest version.
It's always the children.
They are the most scary. But you see Arnie in that role?
I think, absolutely, I see him in that role. It was either that or he's at the ice cream parlor. Or he's both. He runs both businesses.
Man's going to work. Man's going to make cash. It's a small town, it looks like. Absolutely.
All right. I'll be Max.
Sure. And I'll be the weird guy that works there at the garage.
Dring.
Hey, how are you? What's going on? What's the road out like there? You're traveling hard? What's
going on? It's me, Max.
Hey, don't mind me. I'm just going to look in there. Oh, you got a wife and a kid? Hey, how are you doing, guys? Where are you going? What type of car is this? Oh, it's nice.
Mate, that's what they call a Sandman.
Yeah, I like it. It's a good car. Hey, what can I do for you? What's going on?
Yeah, well, my name's Max Rokotansky.
Yeah. Good to see you.
That's Sheila in the orange Sandman.
Yeah.
That's my wife, Jessie.
What about the Sprog? What's his name?
His name's Sprog, actually.
Oh, the coincidence. That's so funny.
Anyway, we're driving the road out in the wasteland.
Yeah, where you headed? Which direction in particular?
It's going to the
Nothing
beach.
Nothing weird about it, but you're going to the beach. And then where you headed?
I'm just going on a little bit of a cabin for a holiday.
Oh, yeah, and then where you headed?
You ask a lot.
And then where you headed?
Here's my badge and my cup.
Okay, cool. Cool. But then where are you headed? North, probably.
Yeah, probably north.
Yeah, good.
You want to know a lot about where I'm going?
Oh, just a conversationist over here. I get lonely, so I just like to talk.
Yeah, okay. Well, see, here's the deal.
Yeah.
I've kind of got a flat tire.
Then what are you doing after the North trip? Wife is talking now.
Yeah, we got to get some ice cream. I think he's doing some ice cream.
Jesse, you want to take Sprog to go get an ice cream?
Yeah, let me take Sprog to get some ice cream. Where's anywhere good to get some ice cream?
Sprog, you want to go get some ice cream?
Hey, if you want ice cream, there's a place that my cousin runs just down the road. It sells ice cream in the cone, and you won't miss it. It's the building that has Schweppes on the side of it in relatively new stickers, considering it's a dystopian society. You won't be able to miss it.
Man,
it's right by all the bikers who are camping by the beach.
Well, that sounds pretty safe.
Yeah, you should probably let her go by herself with your Sprog.
Hey, darling.
Yeah?
Do you want to take Sprog?
Yeah, absolutely, mate.
Go.
And what are you going to do? Get your tire fixed?
Yeah, I'll stay here with...
Yeah.
Sorry, what was your name, mate?
My name?
Yeah, your name.
Bit personal. I mean, what's up with all the questions?
Yeah, just answer the name, mate. What's your problem? Jeez.
My friends call me Sal. You can call me Sal as well, actually. We're very friendly around here. We're a friendly bunch.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Yeah, okay, Jesse, look, you go take Sprog, go get some ice cream, get some for me as well.
Yeah, in a cone. How am I going to hold that? He's got to hold his. I've got to do it while I'm driving. It's a manual.
And is your cousin, does he do cones and cups or just cones?
Oh, that's a good question. Do you want me to ring him up?
I mean, could you?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me give me 1 second, okay? I'm going to ring him up. Hey.
Sal, is that you?
Yeah, it's me. Hey, how are you been? You been busy today?
It's so good to hear from you, even though we're like a little, only 100 meters down the road.
The bikers still camping out the front there?
Yeah, the bikers are still here, yeah.
They're behaving themselves?
They're just shooting up a mannequin at the moment.
Oh, that's fun.
It's just classic kid behavior. Hey, you know how it is.
I've got a couple of customers I was going to send your way.
Yes.
There's a woman and a kid, and they want ice cream.
Yeah.
They were just wondering, because they don't have a cup holder. I'm going to upsell them anyway, don't worry about it. But they literally want to know if they can put it in a cup or is it just in the cone?
So we're going to do both for them, but it is more expensive for them to buy the cup than the cone.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's just inflation.
So if you could tell them please to get, jeez, I'm slipping into a British accent here.
Couldn't tell. Go on.
So if you could tell them to just get a cup, it means I could make more money.
Okay, yeah,
I like
absolutely.
Money.
All right,
and it's the wasteland. Where am I going to get more money from?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I love you.
Love you too. Bye. Hey, look, the best idea I'm hearing is probably they do the cones and the cups.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, so maybe if you just want to get 2 cups, because you don't want to spill, or 3 cups, one for you, the Sprog, and for you as well. Was it Jesse?
Yes, my name is Jesse. I love a cup.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right, Jesse, love.
Yeah.
You want to get me a cup of, you reckon they do like mint chocolate chip?
Do you want me to make another call for flavors?
I mean, it's pretty common flavor. I reckon they probably do a mint choc chip.
Well, I can ask. Okay.
Just call
Let me just ring, okay?
Just call him.
Hello.
I didn't even ring yet. You're so quick to answer. Hey, hey, hey. Sorry, it's me again.
Hi, Sal. Is this about dinner tomorrow night?
No. The schnitzel's a good idea. I was thinking about maybe I was going to do a version as well, but we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Hey, just with the crew that are going to come down there.
Yeah.
Definitely just the woman by herself with
okay.
the kid.
Okay, she's on her own.
By the bikies. Yeah, he's definitely going to stay here. He's wearing white pants. He doesn't want to get them dirty, I think.
Okay.
So anyway, they just wanted to know, mint choc chip, do you have that flavor?
Oh, we got so many flavors.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Do you want to start listing them off and I'll start telling them off down the line?
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
We got chocolate.
They got chocolate.
Oh, they got chocolate?
Yeah, chocolate.
Okay, we got vanilla.
Vanilla?
Yeah, it's a bit bland for me.
Yeah, no, I understand.
We got lemons.
We got lemon sorbet.
Lemon sorbet? That sounds fancy. When'd you get lemon sorbet? That's so good, wasn't there, last time I was there? Sounds like a really good palate cleanser. Bring that to the family dinner, okay?
Okay, I'll bring some of that to the dinner.
Yeah, what else you got?
We've got cappuccino.
Cappuccino?
Oh, I've already had a coffee.
Yeah, no, totally. You don't want to overdo it. I get it.
Okay. We've got mint.
Mint?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're looking for... Did you say mint choc chip before?
Yeah.
He's got mint.
Yeah, mate, mint chocolate chip.
Could you mix the mint with the chocolate?
Oh, no, we've also got mint chocolate chip.
Oh, that's perfect. Mint choc chip. Hey, they got mint choc chip, okay?
Oh, well, Bonza. We'll get a bit of that.
Yeah, we've okay. also got some orange and chocolate.
Yeah, look.
Jaffa.
Yeah, that's too much. Okay, look, I got to get going.
We're Did
gonna...
you ask him about the Jaffa?
I can ask them about the Jaffa. Jesus. Hey, do you like Jaffa?
Oh, mate, oranges and chocolate's not really my thing.
No, me either. He keeps pushing it. He's got like 14 tubs of it at the back. Okay. He can't move it.
You know, I think Jesse and Sprog and myself, we don't need any Jaffa.
No one wants the Jaffa. I keep telling you this.
Do you want me to bring the Jaffa ice cream tomorrow night?
No, don't. We don't want it either.
Okay.
See if the bikies want it.
Okay, I'll
go see them.
Okay, I'll go talk to the bikies.
Make friends with them, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye. I'll see Tring. You soon. I love you.
Yeah, let's get on in, Eagles. Come on in and make yourself at home, eh? Here in this bloody ice cream shop.
Hello, boys.
Hey, you go, mate. Down to get yourself a bit of an ice cream shop, eh? What's going on over here?
Oh, it's good to see you. Okay, hello. Welcome to my parlor.
My name is Johnny the Boy.
Okay, hello, Johnny the Boy. You're not much
this
of a boy.
This guy, the name over here,
yeah.
is Furface.
Furface. Is that because he's
That's
got facial
fat.
Hair? Okay, and who's this
That's
little boy?
That's murder your wife.
He sounds...
That's punchy in the face.
Okay, I don't like him.
And that guy over there is Charlie.
Okay, Charlie seems actually quite nice.
Charlie?
Uh-huh.
The murderer.
Oh, that really pregnant pause there really scared me. And who's this little boy you've got with you with the head scar?
I don't know, he's got a little
scar on his head and the glasses.
I don't know. What's his name? What's your name, mate?
Oh, it's a Harry Potter, mate.
Oh, wondered how you were going to show up. Okay, well, give us a second ice cream, man. I'll deal with you in a second. I'm going to deal with this little twerp. I don't actually think he's part of our... Hey, what'd you say your name was?
The name's Harry Potter, mate.
You seem a bit bloody arrogant for a little British guy here in dystopian Australia.
Mate, I am the chosen one.
What?
I was chosen to defeat Lord Voldemort.
Yeah.
And I do magic, and I'm a wizard, and I'm bloody brilliant.
Yeah, you seem like the older version of the one that I'm familiar with. I'm used to the kid, but you seem like the old arrogant one.
I say, what I did at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry.
Yeah, was I didn't get a word of that. Go on.
In one of the abandoned bathrooms, we started... I've changed to Australian.
Yeah, a wee bit, mate. Little bit. Yeah.
Sorry, I've been here for so long. Sometimes I get confused with my accents.
Now you've turned into Michael Caine. You want me to see what he's doing?
Anyway, it's Harry Potter.
Okay.
I'm Harry Potter. And so in some of the bathrooms at Hogwarts, I've been making cigarettes. And so it makes my voice sound a little bit adult at times.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can see that. I don't really know you too well. Mate, are you part of my gang? I didn't realise we'd get more members.
Do you think that I'd be part of your gang?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I think I'm too good for your gang.
All right, mate.
What do you call yourselves? The Death Eaters or something? I've defeated Death Eaters.
All right,
We're the Night Riders. You're the Night Riders.
For the record, mate, get your story straight. Now, you need to hang out there with Applesauce, all right? You need to get yourself get initiated like the rest of us, all right? You're not part of my gang yet.
Why do they call him Applesauce, eh?
Well, no, we actually were starting to call him another name, but that was the Thunder Chunder or whatever it was, you know? But we keep forgetting.
So why do they call him Thunder Chunder?
You got a lot of bloody questions, Mr. Harry Potterhead, all right? I've had a bloody gut full of your shit, all right? Someone take this guy out the back and deal with him.
Well, I'll have
grab him around the neck. All right, sorry about that, guy. Can I get some ice cream now? I need ice cream for my boys.
okay, so you want some ice cream. Are we just going to leave the dead boy? What are we going to do with the dead boy?
I don't
boy?
Give a crap about him, mate. He's not my problem. He's your problem. He's in your shop, isn't he? He's dead.
Okay, so
what do you got?
Well, there's okay. So for you, Johnny the Boy, what would you like? We've got vanilla. We've got chocolate. We've got choc vanilla. We've got vanilla choc.
I don't know anything plain, mate. I look like a plain guy to you. Look at my crew. Do we look plain and boring? Vanilla, strawberry, chocolate.
If anything,
get out of here.
If anything, I'd say you're the opposite of plain.
Exactly.
Okay, so well, let's have a look at the more unusual flavors. This one here, this is Jaffa.
Jaffa.
Jaffa is orange and chocolate. Oh. It's a bit of a delicacy.
You guys doing little tasters or
in the wasteland?
Today?
Yeah, we do. We got these little spoons.
All right, boys,
here.
Get around. We're all getting a taster.
Johnny the boy, here you go.
Thank you.
Charlie the murderer, here you go. I punch your face. Here you go.
Yeah, thanks. Right here, yeah, right.
I murder your mum. Here you go.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Cheers at the back. Yeah. Nom, 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 nom. Yeah.
So, what was your name again?
My name is Mr. Shy Guy. Stab your tires.
Okay, here you go, Mr. Shy Guy. Stab your tires. Yeah, it's
you,
Jaffa.
Man. Thank you. I'm very
so there you
shy.
Go, gentlemen. It's orange and chocolate.
What about me?
Oh, sorry, little Jimmy.
Thank you.
There you go. You have a very normal name, little Jimmy.
But it's because I'm big. Look at me, I'm 8 foot tall.
You are, you're very big.
Yeah.
I think you might be the muscle of the gang.
No.
Okay.
No.
You're really going against the stereotype. Anyway, so.
Yeah, that's what we do, mate.
So, Johnny the boy, let me talk to you.
Yeah, let's take 18 of them.
18?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tubs.
Tubs?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Can I just make a quick phone call? Just really quick, please, Johnny the boy.
All right, I imagine it's to get more stock for the boys.
Okay, hold on.
All right, I'll wait.
Yeah, 1 second, okay, 1 second.
Hello?
Sal, it's me.
Hey, has the woman and the kid got there yet?
No, they haven't been, but the gang just came in.
They just left, so... Oh, the gang's in.
The gang is in. You're not going to believe this. They just ordered 18 tubs of Jaffa ice cream.
Oh, that's good news. That's great news.
I'm moving all the Jaffa.
I feel like nothing bad could happen today unless they get distracted by a woman entering the shop with their child or something.
I don't think that's going to happen. No, still not happening. Okay, Sal.
I got to go.
I'll see you later. Bye.
Bye. I got to go. God.
Okay, Johnny the boy.
Yeah, and look, mate, look, I'm a bit distracted. A woman's just walked in with a kid, and I'm going to pay attention to this over here and probably harass her. So.
Wait, whoa, no.
No, what, no, mate.
What
look,
about
mate,
the 18 tubs?
The rules are rules. I don't give a crap about that anymore, mate. I'm worried about this kid over here.
No, don't leave.
Yeah, sorry, mate. Bye.
No, punch your face. Bloody Charlie the murderer, come back.
Oh, don't guilt me into this, mate.
Yeah, don't do it, man.
Little Jimmy!
No, mate, I know we have something special, but I've got to go. I'm out of here, bye.
No!
I can see it.
Crippled the family.
Absolutely.
Crippled his business.
Yeah, but it was never going to work out. Too much Jaffa. obvious pitch right now is Mad Max.
Yeah.
That was a role Arnie could play any day of the week.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, Mel Gibson does a terrific job. Although in the last third of the movie, his entire accent and demeanor changes completely.
It does. I mean, that's because he's descended into madness.
True. Does the accent need changing? Where he's just like, hello.
Well,
I'm Mad Max, are you?
The way I would counter that would be, have you ever had your family run over by a motorbike? Because if you haven't, then you can't really talk about personal experience of your accent changing.
He's got me there.
You know
every
what I mean?
Time. This is why you're the rational one.
Right. Someone's got to think logically around here.
No, you're spot on. Well, I love the idea as Arnie in that role hunting down these criminals to get revenge after his wife she's not dead. She's just
Doesn't she die? Sprog dies.
Sprog dies, and then they talk about all the horribleness that she's experiencing, right? And
he's mate.
At one point, he's like, talks about anal stuff, and he's just like, yeah, she's pretty bad.
It's guaranteed she's dead.
Yeah, look, she's not exactly going to get up and pep up and live her best life after that. But, you know, you're not dead.
Yeah. All right, so it's him hunting down Toe Cutter and the rest of the Knight Riders?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh, my God. That's the worst saxophone playing I've ever heard in my life. So good that it's randomly in this movie at different times.
What did you say there, mate?
Oh, no, I was just critiquing the saxophone that I could hear right there. Hey, my name is Max. In case you haven't heard the rumors going around town, I'm mad. Mad about the fact that some idiot out there killed my kid and pretty much just killed my wife.
Mate,
That idiot was me.
You son of a bitch.
I'm Dope Cutter.
Your accent is as wild as mine. And because of that, I must kill you.
Well, now, hold on a second, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you know it was me, even though I did just then?
Well, besides the fact that you admitted it just now in front of me, the other inkling I had is you've got a t-shirt on right now that says, hey, my name's Toll Cutter, and I killed Mad Max's family, except for the wife, who's probably going to die anyway.
Yeah, but that's still got nothing to do.
Let me look at the back of the shirt.
Well, hold on. This is my favorite band.
Let me look at the back
okay,
of the shirt.
There you go. I'll turn around.
Oh, it's just Tour Dates. Maybe that was my mistake. Maybe that was just the band.
I told you. That's my favorite band. I just killed Mad Max's wife and family. That's a band.
Yeah, it's the name of the band. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm still not a big fan of yours. I know you had something to do with my friend called Jim Goose. He went under a whole lot of trouble with you guys.
Now, the thing about Goose is...
Don't you dare make a joke about the Goose or Fried or something. I would not hear it.
He was doing a little bit of peeking around.
What?
You might have called him a Peking Goose.
I would never.
No, you're right. Because that's actually a dish that's called Peking Duck.
Oh, delicious.
So you...
I feel your need to go somewhere with this that I'm not letting you get there. Anyway, time to die. All right, so you see this? This is a handcuff. And I put it into another car. And you see that petrol dripping everywhere?
Well, now, whoa, mate. Wait,
according
to my
maths. And guess what? I'm very good at maths.
Okay.
You have about 10 minutes until this thing explodes and you die. Well, understand?
Why are you trying to kill me?
Because you killed my family. Oh, you know what you did, you son of a bitch.
Well, then who's this guy next to you? Is that your partner?
Yes.
Max, what's going on here? It's me.
Yeah.
Columbo.
And you was just a matter of time until you turned up with all the talk of rape and murder. Columbo, once again, welcome to the party, pal. Hey, look, all I'm going to do is I'm taking the law into my own hands.
Well, now, I just want to talk to you. Max, this looks a little bit... I mean, what are you doing?
Okay, look, I'll tell you what I'm doing. What I've done here is I've got this guy here. He's the worst. And I put him and I've handcuffed him up to this car. And see the dropping petrol?
Yeah, I see.
Despite the fact that everyone talks about the fuel being in the great resource and it's running out, we do use it for blowing things up all the time. Like, all the time.
It is a precious resource.
Yeah, but you know what? We're going to blow things up. So what I've got over here is my cool little mechanism. See, I was going drip, 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 drip.
Yeah.
When about 10 minutes would pass, that will fill this little tray. And see my little lighter down there?
Yeah.
It's going to land on my lighter, and then guess what happens?
What?
Kaboom. And then that's going to be the end of the movie.
This is some bad cop behavior, Max.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? I'm not completely a bad guy. I've given him a hacksaw. See this hacksaw?
Oh, yeah.
I said he's
sharp.
Got a choice. He can try and cut through the handcuff, which will take about 10 minutes, and he might make it out alive, or can cut through his leg.
Yeah, right.
So okay. That's options.
Okay, so...
That technically means I'm innocent.
I've got a suggestion for you.
Okay. Columbo, what is your suggestion?
I'm going to turn a blind eye.
Okay.
And remember, I already have one glass
eye. That's right, you have one glass eye. I would rather if the eye you turns is the one that works, ideally.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk over back to the car.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to turn a blind eye.
Cool.
Okay?
Yeah, do you want to ride?
Ride what?
In my car when we leave?
I mean, we came together, I'd appreciate a ride home.
Well, I wasn't sure if you wanted anything to do with me after all the murdering and stuff, you know?
You two guys going to finish this up?
Mate, as far as I'm concerned, you still have 8 minutes left, so shut your trap.
Okay. All right, Max. I'll get back to the car.
Yes.
Okay, bye.
Okay, well, that's quick exchange. Goodbye. All right. Hey, you, Tokana.
Yeah, mate.
The hacksaw's here. The lighter's here. You heard what I said to Columbo over there. I'm not repeating myself. We did catch it all, didn't you?
I did.
Okay, good to know.
I caught it all, mate.
All right, so I'm going to leave, and I guess you got to figure out your own stuff now.
It's okay. I've got this mint chocolate chip in my pocket.
What?
It's a bit of ice cream. I'm going to use it as some lubricant on my hand.
Oh, God. Of all the noises that would make. That's the one, huh?
And as you can see, I can now slip my hand through this handcuff.
Oh, he's slippery.
And it should
No. I did it very tight.
Like this.
Oh, man. Guess I just have to kill you like the rest of them then.
Now, whoa, mate. Why don't we strike a deal?
You're talking very quietly again.
I'm so sorry.
There you go.
Is that better?
That's way better.
I know you're a little hard of hearing, Max.
Yeah, it was hard to hear you over all the fire and the explosions and the murder and the death. Columbo, stay in the car. And the wife dying and the kid getting crushed.
Did you mention rape?
No, there's no mention of rape. It's always implied, but always implied. He's terrible, man.
How about I got you a deal, Max?
Do you?
I'll show you my foot.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know you got a foot fetish.
Okay.
And then you let me go.
Well, considering it is just you and me here, Columbo's all the way over there.
Are you done yet?
Not yet. Yeah, okay, show me that foot.
This is why they call me Toe Cutter.
Oh, God. No, no. Drip, drip, drip.
And that might be a better version of Mad Max.
The best version I think we've ever done.
Maybe. I don't know. Did we manage to get Harry Potter in? I don't remember.
We did. Harry Potter was there. He was there briefly.
Oh, I remember. Hey, if you enjoyed the podcast, and we hope that you did, give us some reviews, give us some likes, give us some loves, and let your friends know, because the bigger we get, the bigger you get, but not physically.
Just in terms of your heart, you'll get an enlarged heart by listening to us with
absolutely.
Friends.
Absolutely. You will need surgery by the end of it, but worth it.
It's so worth it. So like us, subscribe to us. It really helps if you do that for the podcast. We want to quit our jobs at some point.
Yeah.
And we can't do it at the moment, but we could get close.
Jeez, what would that take?
It would take at least another 100 regular listeners.
Only 100?
Maybe more.
Sold. All right. Tell your mates. Get me out, Arnie.